Are films making us violent?
TV programs and films are full of violence. In fact, according to the New Scientist magazine, by the time the average American child starts school, he or she will have seen 8,000 killings and 100,000 acts of violence on TV. But does watching on-screen brutality make people more likely to commit violent acts?
According to most actors and filmmakers, the answer is no. Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is famous for his roles in action flicks such as Terminator 2 and Conan the Barbarian, denies a link between movie violence and real violence. "Movies are entertainment. People know the difference," he said. And director Quentin Tarantino, who is well known for bloodthirsty films such as Pulp Fiction and Django Unchained, has repeatedly said movies are not responsible for violence in society. In a 1994 interview, he stated, "Real-life violence is real-life violence. Movies are movies." However, one film blogger wrote, "Of course action stars and directors claim their movies don't make the world more dangerous. They're protecting their jobs."
But what do scientists say? In 2010, American psychologist Dr. Jordan Grafman studied the effects of violent videos on a group of 14 to 17-year-old boys. He monitored the teenagers' brainwaves while they watched a series of short, violent clips. Dr. Grafman found that the images made the subjects less sensitive to violence and more accepting of violence. He said this meant the clips made the boys more likely to commit aggressive acts.
But other scientists dispute those findings. Professor Mark Griffiths from Nottingham Trent University agrees that violent images may desensitize us to violence. But he says that doesn't mean we're more likely to act aggressively or commit a violent crime. Furthermore, in 2005, the British medical journal The Lancet reviewed hundreds of studies into the effects of movie and TV violence. It found only weak evidence to suggest that violent media leads to crime.
So what about violent video games? Ohio State University's professor Brad Bushman believes games such as Call of Duty and Grand Theft Auto, where players have to kill a lot of opponents, definitely make people more violent. Why? Because playing video games is active, compared to watching TV, which is passive. In a movie, you only watch an actor shoot the enemy, but in a video game, you actually shoot them yourself. But once again, others disagree. In a 2011 case, the U.S. Supreme Court found no conclusive link between video games and aggression.
The debate about the effects of on-screen violence has been going on for decades, and there are no signs it'll be resolved anytime soon. But even if violent movies and computer games are harmless, is it right that we're enjoying them so much?